الحمد لله الذي أنار قلب من شاء إلى الإيمان وشرحه للإسلام، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك العلام، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you to obey Allah and to fear Him. For whoever fears Allah, Allah will remove their stresses and remove them from their hardships and grant them rizq from wherever they never imagined. Brothers in Islam, those who live in this dunya, this worldly life is never free and can never be free of tribulation and distress. And a person living in this world will never escape their distresses and sadness and tribulation and hardship. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." He said, this world is a prison for the believer, and it is the paradise for the disbeliever, the kafir. And if one reflects on the people of this age and the ailment that has befallen them, we see that many people are suffering and complaining of distresses and hardship and depression. And they have many illnesses mentally and psychologically, stressed of various types, and they fall into many types of depression. And so, a believer, he should never fall to these types of depression. Those people of this world, some of them even go to the point of suicide, killing themselves due to the stresses and illnesses that they have. But beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must search for the way, the life that will remove us from these hardships. We must seek out a way that will remove us from these stresses and to help us to live a happy and joyful and successful life, one that will lead to an expansion of one's breast, of one's happiness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what are the steps to achieving this life of happiness? What are the steps for removing sadness and depression? Let us look at the methodology of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first step to achieve a life of happiness is by fulfilling true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By fulfilling and realizing true ubudiyya and iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that one must single out Allah for his fear and his hope. He must put all of his fear and all of his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that one must delegate all his affairs, to throw his affairs to Allah, to trust that Allah rely upon him, to put his reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one must stay away from all that Allah has forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever obeys Allah, Allah will give him a way out from all of his hardship, and give him rizq, grant him provision from places he never imagined or thought of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good, whether male or female, and they believe in Allah, we shall grant them a good life. We shall grant them a happy life. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, true happiness is in obedience to Allah and stopping at His limits and what He forbade. True joy is in acts of worship. This is what brings joy to the heart of a believer, in sajda to Allah, in obedience to Allah. And those who are distressed, sadness is a result of sin. It is a result of disobedience and disobeying and going away from Allah. First and foremost, by shirk with Allah and innovation in religion and disobedience. Each of these things will bring distress upon a person. And the great Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, the stresses that befall a person due to his sin is the early punishment and the fire of this world. Those who persist in sin, they enter a fire in this world, that of distress and sadness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah reminds us of this. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, then he will have a life of restrictedness, constraint. He will feel constricted and stressed in his life. Respected brother in Islam, know that all affairs in this world are governed by Allah. Everything that happens in this world, they are governed by Allah. All states, they only change by the permission of Allah. So throw yourself in front of Allah. Throw your affairs to Allah. Trust in Allah. And Allah, He can grant you a way out. Have trust in Allah and confidence in Him. And you will find that the happiness in your heart will expand and increase. You will find that your happiness will multiply and you will be joyed. Beloved brothers in Islam, do not submit to negative thoughts and perceived worries. Do not give in to these negative thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must trust that Allah is the Jabbar. Allah is the one who compels His creation. Nothing can go against His decree. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts in Allah, Allah is his suffice. Whoever puts tawakkul, complete reliance upon Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah will suffice him in all of his affairs and will take care of all of his worries. Brothers in Islam, the second means of removing sadness and depression is by fulfilling sabr, patience and contentment with the decree of Allah and restraint. The Prophet ﷺ, he described the great maqam, the great benefit of sabr. He said, amazing is the affair of the believer. Amazing is the affair of the believer. All of his affairs are good. Everything that happens to him is good, and that is only for the believer. If a goodness comes to him, he gives shukr to Allah, and that is better for him. And if hardship befalls him, he has sabr, he has restraint and patience, and that is better for him. So all of the affairs of the believer are good. If good comes to you, you give shukr to Allah, and that is good. And if harm comes to you, you have sabr, and sabr is a reward, is rewarded by Allah. It's an act of worship. And Allah will reward you for that, and that is better for you. So all of your affairs, all of our affairs are good, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said in a beautiful hadith that is the cure for all sadness and depression, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِنْ نَصَبْ وَلَا وَصَبْ. No Muslim is afflicted by tiredness or disease. وَلَا هَمْ وَلَا حَزَنْ. And not concern and not sadness. وَلَا أَذَى وَلَا غَمْ. And no hardship, no hurt, and no distress. Hatta shoka, even a thorn that pricks the Muslim, the believer, except that it will expiate his sins. Even a thorn that pricks a believer, it will expiate his sins. Even the hum, even the stress that befalls a believer, it expiates his sin. So why would one react in sadness when they know that Allah is expiating their sins? Number three, from the means that dispel depression and sadness for the believer, for the Muslim, is that the believer should make his greatest concern the akhirah, the afterlife. If the believer puts his concern in the akhirah and does not concern himself only with the dunya, then he will find great happiness in his life. The Prophet ﷺ, he explained this. He said, whoever makes the akhirah his greatest hum, his greatest concern, then Allah will put richness between his eyes. And Allah will put contentment in his heart. And the dunya will come to him in spite of that. In spite of the fact that he sought after the akhirah, the dunya will come to him. But what about the one who makes the dunya his greatest concern? The Prophet ﷺ, he explains, whoever makes the dunya his concern, Allah will put his poverty between his eyes. He will put poverty in front of him. And then he will cause him to have stress. He will have sadness. And he will not get anything. Allah will cause his affairs to be dispersed. The one whose concern is the dunya, all of his affairs will be dispersed and difficult to manage. And he will only get from the dunya what was written for him. But the one whose akhirah is his concern, Allah makes him rich, he brings his affairs together, and the dunya will come to him in spite of that. What a good news for the believers. And honored brothers and sisters in Islam, from the means by which this hardship and difficulty and stress is dispelled, is that a believer should make and guard his salawat, guarding his prayer, the fara'id, with khushu'ah. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he became sad or distressed, he would race to salah. Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبَرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help from Allah with sabr and salah. And also the nawafil, praying at night, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will take away one's stress. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to tell Bilal the Muazzin, أَرِحْنَا يَا بِلَالِ أَرِحْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ رَاحَ. Bring peace to us by calling the adhan to salah. The salah is a peace for the believer and it brings coolness to his eyes. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the coolness of my eyes has been placed in the salah. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The salah is the coolness of the eyes of the believer. And in a narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ شِفَاءٌ. Salah is a healing for the believer, especially with khushu'ah, with humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fifthly, from the things that bring and dispel sadness and stress and depression and bring happiness and joy is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Is it not by the remembrance of Allah that the hearts are brought to peace? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever remembers Allah, he finds peace in his heart. And the remembrance of Allah and reading the Qur'an with reflection, these are things that bring shifa. Allah says about the Qur'an, فِيهِ شِفَاء لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says, وَشِفَاء لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. The Qur'an is a healing for the stresses in the heart. The distresses that one acquires from the dunya by reading and reflecting on the Qur'an, it dispels the stress from the heart of a person. And also making dhikr at morning and at night, and making a lot of istighfar by day and by night, this will bring a way out from all hardship and bring risk from places one never imagined. And finally, from the things that dispel hardship and sadness is making salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once a sahabi came to him and he said, I make all of my dua, all of my salat for you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded, If you do that, Allah will remove all of your worries and stresses. In إِذَنْ يَكْفِيكَ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّكَ مِنْ أَمْرِ دِينَكَ. Allah will remove all your worries about your deen and your akhirah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكَ ذَنْبَكَ. And Allah will forgive your sins. So salat on the Prophet ﷺ, it removes stress and depression and sadness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, remember Allah and fear Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, I remind you all that even moving one's finger during prayer or talking will cancel all of the reward of the Jum'ah. So please, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that we should keep silent and not speak during the khutbah of the Jum'ah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, a few more important points or steps to achieve the life of happiness. One is that whenever a hardship befalls a person, he should compare that hardship or that calamity to all of the blessings that he has. He should compare the good that he has to that small hardship that befell him. One of the Sahaba, he lost his leg in the battlefield. They came to him and they said, "What has happened to you?" He said, "No harm. If I lost one limb, I have so many that Allah has granted me and kept for me." And he said, "I still have." The Sahaba praised him for his knowledge. This was the Sahabi Urwa. May Allah be pleased with him. So having an optimistic outlook, looking at the positive of things, and not dwelling on the negative, comparing whatever hardship you have to all of the blessings that you have. All of the blessings that we have, all of our life is blessing. Brothers and sisters in Islam. So a believer, when any small hardship comes to him, any calamity, he compares that to all of the good that he has. And this is a means of dispelling hardship. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ, he reminded the believers to do. So to remain hopeful always, to be positive, to have a positive attitude towards life. This is what the Prophet ﷺ commanded in the hadith. When a man, he sees something bad in his wife, he said, "Do not despise your wife, because if one of her qualities displeases you, there are many others that will please you." So look for the good qualities. Don't dwell on the quality that is bad. This was narrated by Muslim. And also from the beneficial things that dispel restriction and expand the chest and bring happiness is to make mashura and to talk with the people of knowledge. To go to the ulama and explain your problems and so that they can give you advice. Go to the people of wisdom, the people of experience. Tell your problems and then they will give you the advice from the Quran and Sunnah. This will bring happiness to your life. The Sahaba, when they became stressed and desperate in Mecca, when the Muslims were oppressed and being harmed and killed, they came to the Prophet ﷺ when he was standing in the shade of the Kaaba. And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, will you not make dua for us? Will you not ask Allah to grant us victory?" And the Prophet ﷺ advised them, "Be patient. Be patient. The people before you, their meat, their flesh was ripped off with combs. And they took a saw and cut them in half for their belief. But they didn't go back on their faith. If you keep patient, Allah will complete the affair of this deen. Until a woman will walk from Sana'a to Hadramaut, not fearing anything but the dogs in the road." Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar, he says, "I saw that day when nobody was there to take zakah and justice had prevailed over the ummah. The ummah became in complete justice and even the wolves, it is said, would not harm the sheep until Umar ibn Abdul Aziz died. And a shepherd, he saw that a wolf had jumped the fence and killed a sheep. He said, 'I feared today is the day that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz has died.'" You see the justice that prevailed. So trusting and having sabr in Allah in the times of hardship, these are the means that bring happiness to the believer and dispel the sadness that befalls one in his life. Respected and honored brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that will dispel depression is not dwelling on a past or worrying about an unknown future, but concerning ourselves with the present and what we can do and how we can benefit ourselves and do something practical. This is what the Prophet ﷺ, he said in very beautiful and wise words. He said, "Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr." The strong believer is stronger, is better in the sight of Allah than the weak believer. And both of them are good. And then he said, "Ihras ala ma yanfa'uk." Be eager with what can benefit you. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And don't be desperate, don't be weak and impaired. Try to do what will benefit you. And don't worry about the unknown future or the past, and do not dwell upon it. إِحْرَصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. What a beautiful advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, do not say about the past, if I did this and if I did that, for you should only say, Allah has decreed whatever He has decreed. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَانْ. Allah decrees and He does whatever He pleases. This is from the means of blessing in this world and the next. And finally, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, to dispel sadness or sickness or illness, one of the means is to do good to others. Allah says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Repel with that which is good. And He said, صَدَقَةً. It puts out the anger of Allah and dispels His anger. And it is well known throughout history, the ulama have proven and has been narrated time and again, that one who is afflicted with disease, when they give sadaqah, then the illness has been cured. So giving sadaqah, doing good to others, will bring happiness. And finally, remove the hatred from our hearts. Remove the ill feeling towards your brothers. Imam Shafi'i, he said, when I removed all anger and revenge and animosity from my heart, I came to peace and I did not have any ill towards others. He took away the anger from his heart and the revenge. If one does this, they will achieve the truly happy life. If one follows in the footsteps of these noble people, they will truly achieve a life of goodness and happiness. And finally, do not forget to make a lot of salam and salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ومن العجز والكسل ومن الجبن والبخل ومن ضلع الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر للمسلمين في باكستان وفي افغانستان وفي شيشان وفي مصر وفي امريكا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك باعداء الاسلام فانهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم اشفي مرضانا. اللهم اشفي مرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وارحم اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
تنهدوا استووا. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسم الله تعالى جل الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد